You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and I'm here in studio with our house musician Jonathan Colton and our puzzle guru Art Chung. And this is our special Kids' Favorites episode. And we have a very special guest with us. He is visiting us all the way from Salem, Massachusetts.
Yes.
His name is Lucas Nieto. How did I do with that?
That was good.
That was good? Hi, Lucas. Welcome.
Hi, Ophira.
Hi, welcome. How old are you, Lucas?
8 and a half.
8 and a half.
I'm very specific with my halves.
Yeah, okay, so it's exactly half.
Well, not exactly.
Okay.
Roughly.
And you are an Ask Me Another fan.
Yes. Big fan, yes.
Now, you wanted to come to a live taping at the Bell House, correct?
Yes.
And what happened?
Apparently, the Bell House is a bar, so I can't go.
This is news to me. It's a bar? They have alcohol there?
They do.
I had no idea. Yeah, Lucas, I am shocked.
It is bar trivia.
It is bar trivia. Well, we are happy to have you in studio, and this hour is dedicated to our growing number of fans who are our young fans, and we put together a quiz for you about superheroes because we're told that this is what you're into. You love superheroes.
Yeah.
If you could pick one that you would like to be, what superhero would you choose?
The Flash.
The Flash? Why?
Because he's super fast and I like the ability of super speed.
Mm-hmm.
It would also enable you to get head to school on time.
Oh, you okay, because are you running late usually?
No.
Oh, because so you are sort of like The Flash already.
Well, yes.
What do you
think
about
that? I'm going to try to be a superhero when I grow up.
Oh, yeah?
I bet The Flash could do his homework really fast.
So your quiz is about Marvel and DC superheroes,
yeah.
And we thought it'd be pretty unfair for the villains and boring for the readers if superheroes were always just unstoppable, right?
Well, yes.
Every superhero has a weakness. For example, my weakness is calamari. You give me calamari and I'll do anything.
It's not that it can destroy you. It's just that you'll do anything.
Yeah, exactly. I'm weak. I've lost my power. What is your weakness, Jonathan?
My weakness is that I have no weaknesses. I am great across the board, and it's annoying to people that I'm so excellent at everything that I do.
Lucas, what's your weakness?
Well, I am currently being trained in stopping myself from getting annoyed when people will try to annoy me.
Oh my God, we have the same weakness.
My dad's jokes are kind of lame.
your weakness is that you have a dad who doesn't tell very good jokes. Boy, children all over America are nodding their heads in agreement right now.
Finally, someone said it out loud.
Somebody gets it. All right, so we should play. And if you get enough questions right, you will win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. Here we go. What DC superhero, a founding member of the Justice League, gets weak if he isn't in contact with water?
Aquaman.
Yes, that was exactly right. A very fast, Flash-like response.
That was perfect. Are you a fan of Aquaman?
Well, I'm a fan of superheroes in particular. I don't usually hear about Aquaman that much.
All right. We all know Superman's greatest weakness is kryptonite. Right? Kryptonite comes in a wide range of colors, but the most common form of kryptonite is what color?
Green.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was too easy.
These are too easy.
Yeah,
yes, yes. That one was too easy.
Okay, give him the harder one.
I'm going to give you the harder one, okay?
Yes.
As we all know, Superman is indeed a Superman, but even his X-ray vision has its limits. It turns out that Superman cannot see through objects that are made out of what element?
Lead.
Lead.
Oh, nailed it.
Also easy. Yeah. Lucas.
Too easy.
I read the Young Justice comics.
You did?
Yeah.
I read Archie and Veronica.
I have never even
read
Archie at all.
No, no self-respecting cop. Come on.
I'm not self-respecting.
No, that's true.
Okay, maybe this one's harder.
Yeah.
What blind Marvel superhero uses his special radar sense to get around, but can be easily confused by really loud sounds or even strong smells?
Daredevil?
Daredevil's correct! Nice. All right, are you into the X-Men?
Yes.
Read the books?
I like Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler. All right.
Teleportation!
Yeah, what?
Okay, Okay, this is about a different one. What member of the X-Men needs a special ruby quartz visor or glasses to control his power?
Cyclops.
Ah, didn't even get to the end of the question. You are correct. Cyclops.
I thought you were done with the question.
No, there was one more. Oh. There was more to it. Because we're going to say if he removed his glasses, his weakness was he'd blast everyone.
No one actually knows what color his eyes are.
Well, nobody can look at them because they would be blasted immediately.
Well, yes.
Lucas, let me check with our puzzle guru how you did. Puzzle guru Archon.
Clearly, Lucas is a superhero expert.
We are dealing with someone who really knows his stuff. You got them all correct, every last one. So you win.
Yay.
You win. Yay. That is, yeah.
Yeah. No, you're better than every other contestant we've ever had, and all of us as well. Congratulations.
Congratulations. And you'll be getting a signed Rubik's Cube, your big prize.
Is that fun?
Yeah, how was that?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was actually secretly hoping
that
I would get a hard question for once and actually, like, get one wrong.
Oh, Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Will the flame is ignored, action is his reward to him. Life is a great big bang, oh, whenever there's a hang, oh, you'll find a
Ophira?
Yes, Jonathan.
I will give this to Lucas. He deserves every bit of praise that we gave him because he was a very smart kid, and I found him to be incredibly charming.
Super charming. I was like, wow, you were such a fun 8.5-year-old.
Right.
But who you are going to be in the future?
Probably your boss.
Yes, you will rule the world. Lucas was also a superhero expert, but our next contestants have their Disney down. Please welcome Rachel Matz and Jason Samuels. Jason, you are a math professor, stats and calculus, smarty pants.
That's right.
But this is not your first game show.
When I was 8 years old, I was on a game show. Any of you guys remember the game show? It's called Child's Play. So they would record children, 8, 9 years old, describing what they thought a word meant. And then they would show that little clip for the two contestants who were adults, and the adults would try to guess what word they were describing.
And how'd you do?
Oh, well, just for appearing on the show, I got a prize.
Oh, that's nice. Now, Rachel, you have done many things, but one that stuck out to me was that you founded the Ivy League School of Burlesque.
Yes, that's true. Thank you.
So I need to know what SAT scores and or measurements do I need to join?
Ophira, I think you're doing fine with your measurements right now.
That's right, radio listeners. I'm doing fine. All right, this next game is called the Disney Wrong Book, and it is not an employee manual for working at Disney World. It is a music game. So, Jonathan, take it away.
Yes, for this game, we're going to ask you to complete the verses of some favorite Disney songs, which we have rewritten to be about other things. But here's a hint. All the answers will sound vaguely like the original lyrics. A music double agent started at a very young age. A live Disney character who was once all the rage. But now her alter ego just twerks on a stage. She's a fake celebrity, portrayed by Miley. She's Rachel.
Hannah Montana.
That's right. Hakuna Matata, of course.
Yes.
There's a TV show, and it's on midday. People on it guess the costs of things in a showcase. Once the host was Bob, but these days it's Drew. It's enough for this couch surfing warrior to pass the time with you. Can we watch The Prize? Rachel rung in and Jason sang.
Is that a team effort? Can we get half a point?
Don't
well,
give it
Rachel,
away.
Let's see what you do.
The Price is Right.
That's right. The Price is Right.
I'm just very excited to be here.
No, I know. Opened a restaurant in Ohio. Italian cooking was his game. Started canning his food. Oh, me, oh, my, oh. Americanized his last name. Rachel?
Emeril Lagasse.
Oh. That's not who we were looking for. Oh. Jason, yes. Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, wow. Chef Boyardee.
And what was his real name, by the way?
Boyardi. It's Italian. I took Italian in college, so. He sings, 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 sings for me and you. To sing, 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 sing is what he likes to do. Born Paul Hewson in Dublin, he sings with the Edge, who is his friend. In a band, in a band, in a band, in a band. And he does some charity work that's grand. Jason?
Bono?
That's right. You have a lovely singing voice, Jason.
Thank you.
Near Alpha Centauri's stars, who you seem ain't who you are. When your space twin brother dies, they'll come for you. On a moon you'll find it's true. Now you're 10 feet tall and blue. When you're in your... Rachel.
Your Death Star.
Death Star, no.
Interesting.
10 feet tall and blue. 10 feet tall and blue. I know. Could be anybody. Jason.
Avatar. Avatar.
There you go. Something. Are. The Great Jiminy Cricket, originally. And that's how. This is your last question. In the Caribbean Sea. In the Caribbean Sea. Got a mammal that looks real strong, closely related to the Asian dugong. Columbus thought it was a mermaid, but he was wrong. You've got a... Jason?
A manatee.
A manatee. John Chinesky, what happened in that game?
It was close there for a minute, but the keys to the Magic Kingdom go to Jason. Way to go, Jason.
All right. Thank you so much, Rachel. Jason, well done. You'll be moving on to our final round coming at the end of the show.
She's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. 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 Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
All right, here's another kid's observation I've made.
Uh-huh.
They will tell you their favorite of everything.
That's true.
Their favorite food, yeah, their favorite movie, their favorite person, favorite color. That's huge, favorite color.
Sure, of course.
I'm going to guess your favorite color, Jonathan Colton.
Okay, all right.
I think it is lumberjack.
I don't even know. What color is lumberjack?
I guess it's plaid. It's a plaid. Plaidal.
No, I would say my favorite color is purple.
Really?
Yeah, what do you think that says about me?
I think that says that you have both a feminine and masculine side.
Yeah.
How about that?
I think that's what it says, too. Well, our next contestant phoned in, and we actually learned that there's a lot more to the rainbow than just Roy G. Biv. In fact, there is a whole world of colors, for instance, maybe lumberjack, that we didn't even know existed.
And our next contestant is on the line. Hi, you're on Ask Me Another.
Hello, this is Carrie McKenzie calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hello, Carrie. Now, you have a nickname. I'm told you're called Old Lady of Wireless in Milwaukee. Can you explain to me what that is about?
I have actually been in the wireless, or as we used to call it, cell phone industry, since back in the days when they were physically installed into your car.
Wow, yeah.
You know, it kind of goes back to rotary dials, not having voicemail. Oh, my God, it couldn't text. I was about, you know, 8 or 9 when I started.
You were a wireless prodigy.
Yes.
Well, this game is called Color Me Bad, because many of us, probably like you, learned the word Sienna from our Crayola boxes. Are you there,
yeah.
Carrie? Yeah. And
I
also,
like that color.
Yeah, I like that color, too. We also thank them for finally realizing that not everyone's flesh is colored peach. But Crayola still likes to pick some oddball names for their crayons. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you 3 names, and you have to tell me which one is the actual real Crayola crayon. And some of these are retired colors, and some of them are still around.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Let's give this a shot.
Let's go. From the comfort food division, we have fried chicken, meatloaf, or macaroni and cheese. Which one's the real crayon color?
Well, they all sound very, very tasty. Well, it's Wisconsin, so macaroni and cheese.
Yes, that is correct. Woo-hoo. From the insect division, we have inchworm, dragonfly, or silverfish. So fun thinking about that. Which one is the real color?
Inchworm, dragonfly. That's kind of, I mean, they're both cool. Dragonfly is considerably prettier, but they come in a variety of colors. So I'm going to go with inchworm because they're usually that pretty green.
Yeah, exactly. The green of inchworm.
Yes.
From the sci-fi division, we have Red Alert, Outer Space, or Rusty Robot.
Rusty Robot just sounds really sad.
It is sad.
You know, it'd be kind of like Rusty Tin Man, but I don't think they have oil in space. And, you know, in space, can anyone hear your hinges creaking?
I don't know. If there's no oil in space, it sounds like there's also no war.
Yeah, well, it could be that. Then, let's see what we got. Outer Space?
Outer Space or Red Alert?
I'm going to go with Red Alert because Outer Space would have to be sparkly, and I don't know if they're doing sparkly crayons in the regular package.
I would agree with you, but the true color is Outer Space, and it's just black.
Oh,
it's just black. They tried a couple of different. They were like, we'll call it Your Soul. People were like,
I know some people that would have fit.
You're talking to one. Okay.
I don't know. I've read your book. I don't think so.
Oh, thank you. All right, back to being my favorite contestant of all time. This is your last question. From the tongue twister division, we have Fuzzy Wuzzy, She Sells Seashells, or Pickled Pepper.
Fuzzy Wuzzy, She Sells Seashells?
Yeah, or Pickled Pepper. Which one's the real color?
Fuzzy Wuzzy, that's a naked bear. I don't know what color a naked bear is.
I'm pretty sure they're all naked. I don't know how to tell you this.
Right. I don't know what's under that. You know what I'm saying?
Do the bears in Wisconsin have shorts?
Only in the winter.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Okay. I'm going to go, like, totally out on a limb here. I love that poem, Fuzzy Wuzzy Was a Bear.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Fuzzy Wuzzy is correct. It's a brown. Yes.
Oh, that's perfect.
Carrie, you did amazing. We are going to send you a prize. Congratulations. We are sending you a limited edition Ask Me Another's Rubik's Cube for getting a huge amount of our questions right. Congratulations.
That is awesome. It's my color,
such beautiful color. After the break, we'll take a walk down Sesame Street with our VIP Sonia Manzano, who you know as Maria. Plus, guess what? We get to eat candy bars for dinner because we can do whatever we want.
We're grown-ups.
Yep, I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.